Here's a thought about the myth of universal vision. You know, the premise with which we make our photographs is that there is some view of our photograph, some processing that's absolutely the best. We sweat bullets over getting the perfect tones, the perfect color balance, the perfect contrast ratio, etc. And we do so under the assumption that when we get it right, everybody will see what we see. But that assumption just flies in the face of experience and logic, because it's based on the idea that we all see the same, and we don't. We know we don't. Some people don't see colors at all. They're colorblind, as we say. Some people, I'm among them, have had cataracts. And before I had my cataract surgery, the world looked different to me. It was a different color. My brain made some adjustments not to recognize that, but my eyeballs themselves, I later learned when I had one cataract surgery, my cataract eye was seeing the world very yellow. And my newly replaced lens without a cataract saw the world in neutral colors. We all see differently. So what are we to do? We can't possibly make a specific image with the appropriate processing for each individual who views our work based on how they see the world. That's not going to happen. The next closest thing is I know photographers who print for a particular kind of lighting. If they're going to have a gallery exhibition, they go in and they measure the light, color, and the intensity, and etc., and then they reproduce that at home and print for that light intensity. But again, that completely ignores the fact that everybody who walks through the gallery is going to see the world slightly differently. What this sets up, I think, is a very interesting question, and that is, how much control do we need in terms of all those processing characteristics? Do we really need to have the perfect tones, the perfect color balance, the perfect contrast ratios, etc.? Or are we kidding ourselves that all of that fuss will make a difference? This is particularly true in the world of digital presentations. When you get an image that looks absolutely perfect on your monitor, isn't it fairly obvious that lots and lots of people who look at your image, your website, your PDF on their device is going to see something that's a little different, maybe a little different color balance, maybe a little different intensity, certainly a different size? So the entire premise behind there is a universal vision toward which we should aspire relative to the characteristics of the print and the way it's going to be seen, that entire universal vision idea is a myth. It doesn't happen. So when people look at your work, if you want them to be impressed, what can you put into your work that is universal? Well, content doesn't count because different people bring different histories, different biases, different cultures, different interpretations to the world of your photographs. So they might see something different than you intended. They're not going to see exactly the same colors or tones because of all the variables I've been discussing. So what can we control? What should we do when we're processing our images? I think there's only one thing that's left, and that's process it for yourself. Process it so that when you see it, as you print it on your printer in your home under your lights, or when you see it on your digital device with however you have that set, you print it so that that looks right to you. But that's not how it's going to look to other people, and that just is unavoidable. Now, one thing we can do is try to increase our odds that at least people will view something closer to what we see, by keeping our monitors calibrated, by understanding the way various devices reproduce digital images and trying our best to get as close to industry standards as we can. But that does not guarantee that people are going to see exactly what you see. And as I say, even if they were standing right next to you while you were printing or preparing your digital presentation, they're still not going to see exactly what you see. So, to a certain degree, you place your bets, you take your chances. Control is a myth because universal vision is a myth. And to paraphrase the age-old maxim, close enough is as good as a feast.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.